title that was put on the some of the flyers as Rocketeer is by definition an impossible task to fulfill. Absolutely impossible. Those who are privileged to hear the Rav Shirim know that no one can attempt to even give an echo of his incomparable greatness as a Magid Shir. And therefore, when I was given that title, I said, forget about it. And you know what? Just say a Shir from the Rav, something that the Rav said, which I heard, which is in print. That I can do. An echo, a faint echo. And they've just distributed to you the copies of the Shir as it's found in a periodical called Misora, and it's Misora Gimel. Misora is an OU publication. The editors are Rabbi Schechter and Rabbi Ganak. Not exactly sure who wrote this piece. I was present at a Shir, which Rav said on this topic, and Satsfiris Omer, which is of course topical. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And you have the source which you've worked on in your prep time. Let's go through the sources as we can. Source number one tells us an amazing Bal Halachas Gedolos. Heiche de Inshi, and someone was nice enough to put it, mean forgot. Levarach Balayla, Yimna, he should count, Lemocha Belo Brocha. Bechein Halacha, Avlam Shachach Laila V'yom, Lo Yimna Od Bebrocha. Debina, we need Timimos Velech. This is the world famous Shita, everybody knows the Shita of the Bal Halachas Gedolos. If you miss a day of Sira, that's it, you can no longer count with a bracha. You want to count without a bracha, nothing wrong with that, because there's no bracha levatal issue. And there are significant gedolim who disagree with the Bahag very strongly. If you go further in Tosis, they disagree. But the Bahag is still the Bahag. Bal Halachas Gedolos, it was more than 1,000 years ago, Shekol Devar of Divrei Kabbalah, no one wants to start up with him. And therefore we all know that if you miss a day, that's it, you no longer count with a bracha. If you miss a night, so you can count the next day. But again, without a bracha. This is a much lengthier discussion of whether Sfiras Omer may be done by day. Some say yes and some say no. It's a suffix. And as a result, once again, we can count, as we said before, without a bracha. Some say it's a mitzvah to count by day with a bracha. Some say it's pointless to count by day. We adopt an in-between view, and we count without a bracha. By the way, the Rav didn't mind questions in the middle of a shiur. He was very harsh if the question wasn't right. That's true. But I'm not so harsh. You can ask any question that you want, and feel free to raise your hand at any point. Feel free. Okay. Let us go. So the question is, what is the psak halacha here? We already said a little bit the psak halacha. And the tour, let's try to go in order a little bit, just to make it a little bit easier. Source 2, Rav Sadri Gaon Kosa. Shem shachach bi'echad min hayomim, yivarach bi'yomim shalei acharov, chutz milayla harishom, shem shachach v'lo birech bo shalei yivarach od. Very strange. If you miss the first day, you're out. If you miss, today's the 19th day. If you miss the 19th day, well, let's say you missed the 18th day yesterday, then you're not out. This is very strange. Very, very strange. What's the truth? Let me ask you a question. I'll ask you a question. How do you interpret the Bal Halachas Gedolos? How do you interpret his psak? If you miss one day, you can no longer count. Raise your hand. Why can't you count the next day? So you missed one day. So what? Why can't you count the next day? Yes?
Because Sfiras Omer as a whole is one mitzvah.
That's correct. That's the traditional understanding. Sfiras Omer as a whole is one mitzvah. You can't do half a mitzvah. This example, someone has lulav and esrog and hadassim, he's missing aravos. What's it in? Can you say Asher Tilos Lulav? No. You're three quarters there. Doesn't matter. Has to be the whole mitzvah. Here, all 49 days is one mitzvah. That's how it's traditionally understood. And therefore, you can't. If that's the case, my friend, how do you explain Rav Sadia Gaon, who was also a Gaon, lived over 1,000 years ago?
Each 49 is a different mitzvah?
Okay, then the question becomes, so why if you miss the first day, do you have a problem? You're stuck. This is source number two. It's really should set you thinking. What's pshat in this halach? Yes?
Well, maybe it might be similar like Bar Shomer and Ishtabach, they need to have the first and the last, so once you miss the first, and you can't do
not bad. Out. First and last. Okay, that's a nice thought. Possibly. Yes?
The same reason why we daven late on like the first night of Shavuos, so that it's a full tamimos, so if you don't have and if you can count like before, you can count before Shkia on any of the other days of the numerous, like the sources, but as long as you have the first and last the right times, then you have to make sure there's Spinos. That's why you would
Right, so you're getting even closer. Very good. Yes?
You can't really consider it counting if you don't have number one.
Oh, and if you're missing number two?
Well, you at least started the count of number
one. So?
You've begun the counting.
So what?
Then you lose the miss if you haven't begun the counting.
I'm asking you, so if I counted 1 till 17, I missed 18 yesterday, so how can I go on? The same reason if you miss 1, it's so good, so you miss 18 is also good.
You consider them individual misses, but you still need the 1 to get you off the ground and starting them.
Oh, okay, very good. We're getting places here. Everyone is adding a little bit of a dimension. I love this shiur. The best thing is that the people should say the whole shiur themselves, the Talmidim. This made the Rav very happy, it certainly makes me happy. Baruch Hashem, everyone is adding a little bit of something to this, what we want to say. Fine. In fact, don't think that Rav Sadia Gaon is something which is remote. The Shulchan Aruch has to make a comment to exclude him. Number three, im shachach levarach ve'echad mehayamim ben yom rishon ben shishayamim ofer b'shayamim below bracha. What's this ben yom rishon ben shishayamim? What's he saying? Why must he say it? What's the point of saying it? So the answer is, as we say, lafuki, to the exclusion of Rav Sadia Gaon. Don't think Rav Sadia Gaon is correct. No, we are coming to exclude Rav Sadia Gaon in number three, Bein Yom Rishon, Bein Mishayamim. That's why the Shulchan Aruch took pains to say Bein Yom Rishon, Bein Shayamim. That's an important line which is found here in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's go further. Look at number four. Kosev Ritzgeis, Sefir Halach, called Rav Haigo, also gone the over 1,000 years ago. Hecha de Ishli, Mrs. Yom Echad, Yisba Balel Sheni, Shtei Asfiris, Kigon, the Shachach, Sfir Rishon, Yom Abba Sfir Shnia, Esmol Hoya Echad Ba'omer, the Yom Adain, Trey Ba'omra, today's two, the Kavan, the Money Gam Shal Esmol, Lo Nothak Miklal Timimos Tiyen. This is mind-boggling. Can you imagine? I forgot to eat matzah. I'll eat matzah tonight. What do you say? It's going to work? I forgot to take a lulav. I'll take a lulav tonight, today. What's going on? You missed day one. What are you saying? Yesterday was day one. What kind of mitzvah is that? Ova zmano botla mitzvoso. Lulav bosa, what do you say? Raise your hand. Yes?
Excuse me, but even though they're separate mitzvahs, they don't have their own zman. Count from the night before, because all you need is the count.
Okay, so again, everything seems to be pointing in a similar direction. I appreciate every Talmud's contribution. Let's go further. Number five. V'yesh amur shemisha shachar v'lo mani yomecha chen yochol limnos od v'os hashana v'shakulon mitzvah achasi. Oh, that's what we call the orthodoxy. That's the normal way of understanding the shita. It's all one mitzvah. V'mikevan sheshachar mehen yomecha have I called a cheshmet batal mimenu? For the holu moreinu shebedorim l'svarazu. Not everyone agrees to the bahag. Ella, what do you do instead? Misha shachach yom echad yoma. Emesh hoyu kach below broch. Similar to what we saw in source 4. And look at the next line. Umone ha'acherim im kol yisro. What's Kol Yisro? What's Kol Yisro? Sounds like a Chassidish of Maisa. Kol Yisro. Yes?
I read somewhere that maybe the aspect that the, since Kol Yisro kept the count going for you, so you're only just joining back into like the count.
Beautiful. Again, the Talmidim are all sharp. Let's go off the source sheet and open to the Mesorah to hear Divrei Harav as they are recorded by one of his star Talmidim. Okay, well, just to save time, because we are rather short of time, we will go straight to paragraph 3. V'nira lochir kitzad hasheni. What is this tzad hasheni? I'll read you the last three lines of the previous paragraph. Shachach lispa yom sholem shuv eno mamshev lispa ahu mishum v'binan svira u'minyin uvechisi yom echad arechos lo b'maisa ha'minyin. The ain minion is fear the sirugin. Yom Yutes. Oh, that's amazing. He picked today's date. I didn't notice that. Yutes is today. This was written by Ruach HaKodesh. Yutes. Imlo Safa Yutes. Debinan, here's the key word. Hemsheichius v'svira. My translation of Hemsheichius is continuity. You can't count 1, 2, 4. You can count. You have to go in order. This is the Rav's second shot, which is the right shot, as the next paragraph indicates. And he brings Raias. Let's go one after the other. Rav Sadi, you go. If you miss the first day, you're toast. You miss a different day, then it's okay. Makes no sense. It's one mitzvah. What's the difference? But if you look at the last line, Shachach Yom Shalem Shuvenu Sofer Od Es Shayam Hachay Mishum Page Lamed Vav Tachoslo Be'etzem Ma'isa Haminyan The Binyan Ishu Minyan Yishayam Ritzufim has to be a continuous, uninterrupted count. If he says Shapri Yeshlama, one could say Rav Sadia Gaon says a distinction between the first day and the other days. Line 3. In lo safa b'yom rishon b'vad armin et chos l'aminyan. It's over. It's over. It's finished. Line 4. Im safa b'yom rishon v'hischil b'minyan asvira shuv yochol shapir lahamshich es minyono afilu im hifzit kamiyom v'yemtza. Why? Look at this now. The hayomim shalo safar is what the Talmidim I think meant. Nechshavim kiminuyim me'alehem me'acha shemitchilo Nikba kol aminyan ayde masha safa b'yom arishin. I heard it from the Rav's mouth. It's one of his great shirim. I heard it, remember hearing it in Yiddish. He said, if you start the count yourself, es tzelzach von zich alein, it continues to go automatically. Once you start it going, you say one. Now everyone knows after one comes two. So once you get it started, it's what the Talmidim meant. Once you get it started, it can keep rolling by itself. That's what Rav Sadia Gaon said. But if you didn't start the first day, then you're already cooked. Beautiful. But if your pshat is right, all 491 mitzvahs, then forget it. There's not no difference in day 1 and day 20. Okay? So Rav Sadia Gaon is a right to this pshat. Let's go on. Next paragraph. He quotes, we saw this before. He says, Esmo is kach, and today is kach. Tamua, line 3 of this paragraph. Mamo mashasof ayom. By mitzvah de esmo, must be, Rav Hai Gon was bothered by tzimimus. How can you count 19 again without 18? Minyan u mispar bohem sheichius u retzifus needs uninterrupted continuity. Ulezeh yo'ad sheyoma b'lel yutes esmo hoya yom yutches bohmer. Yom yutches bohmer. Sh'av shelo kiyem yidei chovas or yutches mitzvah sphere de esmo. I think it's yidei chovas. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah of yesterday. Mikomakom mo'ila amiroso zu la'afsher lo, to make it possible for him la'hamshich l'spor hayom uvezel metaken es chesan hamshechil shebeminyano. Beautiful. If I say, I answered the question before, I eat matzah tonight, it's going to help from before. No. Is he fulfilling the mitzvah of the 18th day of counting? No. But if he says yesterday was 18, then at least the count makes sense. 117. 18, 19. 18 didn't get a mitzvah for, but the count continues. Let's go on. Next paragraph, of course, the chinuch. And he says over here, he says, Im kol Yisrael. What's it, Im kol Yisrael? Of course everyone else is counting. What's going on over here? So if you look on the seventh line, the chinuch understood this way, chesar tmimis, because it's called memtes sphiris, mahavas, again. Lo mipnei. Shekol memtes sfiris mahavas chod amitzah kavod dalad min and shabalu. The example I gave before, the lines on shabalu. Shekol chelki amitzah makman zezer. No, it's not the pshat. Even though the chinuch used that expression, it doesn't mean that. What does it mean? Shechesaranu behem sheichius haminyan. How can you say 20 if you left out 19? Ritzifus misparim. He says like this. No, you can count im kol Yisrael as it's bolded. Shar kol Yisrael manu esmo yom yutes. Even though he personally didn't count, the count is continued by Shar kol Yisrael, and therefore there's no iritzifus because there's a hemshich ritzifus misvaram to klal Yisrael. Again, all these indications, all these gaonim, whether we have Sadia Gaon, Rav Hai Gaon, and the Sefer Achinuch from the Bahag also a gaon, all point in that direction. Doesn't mean all 4, 9, or 1. Rather, it means you have to have a continuity. Everyone follow me so far? This is what the Rebbe is trying to prove from all these discussions. Oh, now we come to the following point on page Lamed Zayin. Why, if a person, again the Bahag, counted by day, you can't count with a bracha? Why? Because Ktsira Sa'omer Hudafka Balayla. That's true, and the Sfirah to go with the Ktsira. Line 2. Din Zenemar Dafka Bekiyu Mitzvah Sasfira. Rakhalayla Kosha the Kiyu Mitzvah Sfira. But if Mona Bayom, it's a Mises Sfira. Those are not the brisk of the Shonis. It's not a Kiyu Sfira, it's a Mises Sfira. I'll say it in English. What it means is, if you count by day, the Mitzvah you don't have, but you maintain the continuity. The next day, it's too late. You can't maintain the continuity by saying yesterday was. It's not enough, Shakol Yisrael. You have to do it yourself on the 18th day. But if you do it by day, it's still the 18th day. Mitzvah you don't have, because the mitzvah is only by night, but the continuity can be maintained. Everyone following me? That's the pshat in this idea, that if you count by day, you maintain the continuity. And lines 5. After Mayom Einum Mikaya Mitzvah Sfira, it's a Maisa Sfira. What does it help? Asher Zemol Inyan Sheyuchal Ahamshich Lisproch Hakach B'Lelos HaBoyim B'Bracha Sherei HaMinyan Lo Hivsid. It's considered to be Tmimis. It's a minyan of consecutive days. Even though it's no Mitzvah, Afal Pikein, it works. That's what he means. Ad Kan so far. Now we come to 2 more points from the Rav, and then I will introduce some points of my own, because the Rav didn't like when he just parroted what he said. Always like you to add something of your own. So let me finish 2 more points from the Rav, and then as a small Talmud, I'll add a few things of my own. Let's go on. Mar Zavit quotes Rashi. Amazing. He counts Sfiras Omer after Plaga Mincha without a bracha. Like those of you, by show of hands, who made early Shabbos 2 days ago? Who made early Shabbos? Raise your hand. Did you count Sfira in Shul? No. No, they said make sure when you get home to count Sfira. Well, Rashi didn't follow you. Rashi was a modern Orthodox rabbi. Rashi counted Sfira at the early Shabbos Plaga Mincha. Slowly. But what did he do? Without a bracha. At night, he counted with a bracha. Fret the Rashba, quoted by the Magen Avraham, it's later on the sources, Marisha. Yotzin, this Sfira HaPlaga Mincha, Azayim Adab Bracha. Not only that, how can you make a bracha afterwards? It's too late. You fulfilled the mitzvah already. Bracha levatala. Elamai. Lo yosa. Efter plaga mincha. So my reviach. What'd you gain? That's the kasha of the Rashba against Rashi. Mazvit is Rashi. Next paragraph. Asher nira lefarash Rashi's minute. Rashi is like the Bahag. If you forget a day, it's not tmimis. Line 2. Mafsid is called minish l'shar yomim. You may forget at night. So what did he do? Counted from Plaga Mincha. No bracha. You know why? Shekedei lakaye mitzvah sfira. Hasi by night. Night is after Tzitzkav Hamer. Avli Plaga Mincha ve'elech. Came into the Kama Dinim Mitzura of the Yom Shalom Bachor. So Tosef Shabbos. There was some stuff about Ner Chanukah and some Mikra Megillah and other such things. Chashiva ha-sfira bizman ahu. Kemaisa Sfira Umaisa Minyan. Afsha Eino Yotze Osbisfiraso, it's a Maisa Sfira at that point in time. In other words, the same as we said before with respect to someone who counts by day at noon for the previous night. So too, if you count an hour too early, but Plaga Mincha is already, as the Nira writes in Brochas, it's a Srach Laila, it's already smacks of the night. So even though you don't fulfill the mitzvah at all, it maintains the continuity. And now the final point. Gentlemen, by a show of hands, who in this room was bar mitzvah during Sfira? Nobody? Ah, that would have been a statistical anomaly. So you were mitzvah in Sfira, correct?
Yeah.
What did you do when you were mitzvah? Did you count straight through? What did you do?
We had to ask, I actually stopped counting with the bracha.
That's a psak of many gedolim. Today's world, Rabbi Avadya passes that way. Rabbi Yosef. And many other gedolim pass that way. Take a look. I'm in Chas Chinuch. All this is on your sources. Let's take a look. Let's go back to the sources for a minute. Let's try to go a little bit in order. Source number 6 is what we just saw before. We'll come back to it. Rabbi David Avadrom said from the Machs of Vitri, Hamaspal and Matsibim Vodyom, Morning, Morning, Below Brocha, Meimar Amar, said to himself, Himeska balad be base yakzar ve barakid. And then such lobby rachta the vatolo. It eshka, hermanisi yamam shuas the mitzvah. But because of a Rambam, this is already new. Because of a Rambam, imana velo birich yotza v'chein ikar, and therefore you reject the avadrom is rejecting the machzor. We'll come to it later. V'fichav tzarach lizar mishasholo also chaver kamim esfira shemalo esmalo yu kach v'kach shemalo hayom kach v'kach nitzot shekvam mana ben yochal achzol and manas bebrach. Everyone knows this is a famous din. Yesterday, yeah. How was it? Yesterday, right? Okay, that's the shigias man sfira. This is Ben Ashvash, which is a suffix at least. But if he hasn't brought your then it's okay. You can count Recholet. That this will come back to this later. Number seven. Ani Mesupuk, Imakotin, Afal Pishi, Eno Chaya, Mikomakom, Mona Kederach Akhtalim. Right? Or Evan of Foshu Shtachre, Kira Shor, that is Mr. Shes Mangorama, Kimurubish Bechamakot Mishas, with Ems and Nisgar, Lakot, and Nishtachre, Evan, Imichuya Menatora, Limnos begadluso uvigeruso b'shonahi. Question mark. Mi neima de bechiv uvipturu tayo milsa. The curve on Shaya Potter, when he counted these before 13. Af shemona, mikomakom, here's the orthodoxy. Kevon she mitzvah achasi, umikodem lo niskayev, gamato eno chayev in a Torah, vien kofen also limnos b'chomitz seshem a Torah, and therefore we can't make a bracha either, as you asked. Odilmana, Kevin Shemona for Pishaya Potter, Mikomagom, Lobotel Ha Cheshbon Shel Akoponin, the Chayim Mikanel Haba. And he calls him, Mordechai, if you make Kiddush at the Plag Aminucha, and if you're a cop, it's a Eina Cheshbon Botter. That's what he's wondering. So take a look over here. Take a look over here. Hoyanilam Bazem, notwithstanding what other poskim say, you may not count. I think it's Avnei Nezer, Ravavaja. The Rav said, no. Page Lamed Ches. The after cotton potter mikolah mitzvahs mikomakom ma'ase svira al kolponim havi. It is an action of svira. V'kevin shemona kol yom v'katnuso. Whereas the doma lemisha suffer beyom the yochol lahamshich lispa bebracha b'leilos haboyim. It's a ma'ase svira. Is this hamshechios urutiv b'minyanom v'lochay nirash achayev lahamshich lispa bebracha k'shem. I'm sorry. You didn't have the Rav's Pesach in front of you when you were 13. You followed Pesach of G'dolei Olam, Yechav Adas, Bavadja. But if had you asked me, I would follow my Rebbe and say, you could continue to count with the Bracha based upon this. Ad Kami read quickly through the Rebbe's Torah as it's found in the Mesorah. And the word Mesorah is a perfect word for the Rav's Torah. But the Rav was such a... His whole focus in his life is Mesorah. Everything was about Mesorah. Passing on the Mesorah to Talmidim. So now, as the Talmud of the Rav, one of the smaller Talmidim, I want to give you my own additional chidushim. Al pi derech harav. As you know, as the Ramban often writes, ad kan divrei harav, mikan ve'elch divrei haTalmud. So if till now, the Rav in print, now you'll get from me what I have to add to what the Rav Zichron Levracha had to say along these lines. I'm going to go further, and a number of other. Please raise your hand. I'm sorry.
Sadi Gon, according to the Rav, say that even the first day, if you forgot a night, but you remember during the next day?
Very good question. Excellent question. If you put it all together, the answer would be yes. If you remember the first day by day, you still started the count going. If, again, that's if Rav Sadi Gon agrees with the Bahag on this particular point. Very possible. Rav Sadi Gon's private opinion, no one will ever know. Unless you find it somewhere. But an excellent point. All the Talmidim, everyone's speaking La'inyan. Yeah.
According to Haigon, if we're saying that counting the previous day is only for continuity,
right?
Then how would we count the previous day first in his lashon?
Yesterday was 18. Today is 19.
Yeah, but the previous day isn't part of the mitzvah. Therefore, it seems like it's a suffix between the bracha and doing the mitzvah.
That's a good question. I what about the bracha? You say yesterday is 18. Let's say Baruch Atah Hashem Hayom Tishos Hayom. That's how you would do it, right? That's how you would do it. Let's go a little bit further.
The Jewish mitzvah is not a hefsek.
Okay. Either way, we don't know what he had in mind. We don't know. Look at this. I'm going to try to go in order of the remaining makoros. I don't know if we'll have time. We're only up to makor number 8 now, and we have to go all the way till number 18. But we'll do it best we can. And we're supposed to end in about 10 minutes officially, but you know. The Rav didn't end on time either. So those who know, know. But there's another thing scheduled for 11, I'm told. But that won't start on time either. So we'll go as long as we can. Okay. Look at this. Number 8.
This is more valuable anyway. Trust me.
Number 8. Maschil and Lisbon. Vinoshim Vavodim Pturos Mitzvah Zu. But it's a sensation's man grammar. Kosav Amogan Avraham. Miu. For Shavya Alayu Chova. Uchimidume. Dibdino Seinu. Lo Nagi Nashi Klal Lisbon. A show of hands. The women in your home, your mother, your sister. And how many homes do they count? And how many homes do they not count? Okay, so there's one person here who they follow, still find the Mishnah Berurah. The minhag has changed. What was the Mishnah Berurah's reason? Let's look inside. A little sensitive. The custom of Shulchan Shlomo, Talkoponim lo yavorchu, shouldn't count with a bracha. All our women count with a bracha. They don't follow the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Number one, Tovavada yitu biyom echad. Whoa. What he's saying is, there's not a gender bias. Men daven marv. No, really, see, if women don't daven marv, they're going to forget. And his is really a killer. The gamal pirov, einam yodim pirish amilis. Woo! They shouldn't hear this in the ladies section over there down the block. Ach shadara, now they wouldn't understand pirish amilis. But what's this first thing all about? They're going to forget a day. So they'll forget a day. So what? What does he mean by this? How do you read this? How do you read this? We got to this far in the course. I need you to raise your hand. And therefore what? And therefore what? Yes?
If it's obvious that they're not going to count the rest of the day in one of the other days, and that we're holding that it's all one mitzvah, then it's obvious that it's a bracha levatal.
There you go. That's how people understand the Mishnah Berurah. That's a simple read. In other words, let's say they count 25 days. They forget they're 26. It turns out in retrospect, all 25 are bracha levatal. So you and I, number one, are less likely to forget. And number two, we're chayev, so of course we're going to make a bracha. Why should a woman who's not chayev take a chance on a bracha levatala if she gets day 26? That's the read of the Mishnah Berurah. Right? Am I correct? There's no other way to read it. There's only one problem. Yes?
I think it's brought down that it's possible they might not understand the din that if you miss a day.
I don't know where you got it brought down, but you're very smart. In the original source of this called Shulchan Shlomo, the Mishnah Berurah omitted three words. He omitted three words, which is amazing. Let's look at the words. He says, "Bevada yitu biyom echad," and he added three words, "Ve'einon yodos hadin." I don't have a Shulchan Shlomo, but there's a sefer called Sfiras Omer, Rabbi Tzvi Korn from Bnei Brak, and he points it out. He left out three words, "Ve'einon yodos hadin." Raise your hand. What din don't they know? Yes.
That you don't continue counting with the
brother. Exactly. So therefore, Araya Fakert. That's not Chas V'Shalom the first 25 days of Bracha Levatol, as you said. You're right, based upon the classical understanding. But no, the mistake is in the future. They don't. That's the mistake they're going to make. But to the contrary, this is tremendous nafkaminas. What if someone knows in advance he will not get through the entire sphere? He won't get through. How does he know? How does he know? Yeah?
If he has, for example, a surgery schedule.
Exactly, a surgery. And you're going to be out for 24 hours. Out! So you shouldn't start counting. I heard from an Adam Gadol from here that if a person had crossed the date line with all kinds of issues, he shouldn't start counting with a bracha. Even if you count by day, I assume you shouldn't get involved with a chatchila. There's a story about Rav Breuer, Zichrono Livracha, whose 33rd yard site was yesterday. I'm not sure the story is true. I heard it from Rabbi Alper, Zichrono Livracha, but recently I heard, I'm telling you as I heard it, that Rabbi Alper told me that he spoke to Rav Breuer's grandson, who was with him the last day of his life, Gimel Iyar, Shabbos Kodesh, and he davened Ma'ariv, and then he finished. He didn't count. They said, Opa! Opa is a German name. Opa! Sfira! So he said, Ich bin nicht rein. I'm not clean. What kind of thing is not clean? He said, he davened the whole davening. They couldn't understand. Why do you want to count Sfira? So the Rabbi Alpert said, you know what the pshat was? Rabbi Breuer realized at then that his end was near. He was 98 years old. Passed away, in fact, on that Shabbos. And he didn't want to count Sfira because he held like you. He held that if you're not going to count all the way, you're brachal about tal. Can you imagine that? I mean, not the story is true, but they said about a great man. Yes?
If the story were true, why wouldn't he say that in the Gemara Halacha?
Listen, that's a good question. But that's the story. I heard it from Rabbi Alpert. I can't say for sure it's happened, but let's go further. Watch this. So those three words are missing. Next. In source 8. Yitzvah b'shayamim b'brocha. He goes, Svek Sveka. Shema lo dile klal. Vim tim tzalom eshe dile. Shema halacha ki osin poskim. Duchal yom v'mitzvah b'fiyatza. That's what he says. And who's the source? Take a look at number 12. Let's skip a little bit. The Shara Tzion goes on the Mishnah Berurah. Kedivei Truma Sadeshin. According to Beis Yosef, Svek Sveka l'chiyuva. Now the Mishnah Berurah is giving a pshat in, according to the classic orthodoxy. If a person misses a count, he's out. Can't make a bracha because maybe the bag is right. If a person counts by day, that's also a subject, no bracha. But if you count it by day, with respect to the subsequent days, it's a Svek Sveka. Number one, maybe if you miss one day, you can keep on going. And number two, maybe if you count it by day, it counts. Svek Sveka. He calls Truma Sadeshin. Rabbi said, Mechila, it's not so. Don't blame me for this. I found this in an article of Zevin, Zichrono Levracha, in Shana B'Shana, Tov Shin Chaf Hei. He says that what the Mishnah Berurah said is not accurate. We have the Truma Sadeshin in front of us. 13. Sheila. Im Safek Liechad, Im Safek Lailachas Alo. What do you do from now on? It's a Levracha Laf, Tshuva. Yirah, the Yisra Levracha, Mikan V'Hala. Why? That is a Svek Svek. But then he says something different. Lo mi boyo em niska svekoso b'yom ahu. She'oz vadai tzarech lispo b'yom b'lo bracha. Mitoch ha-safek. V'shuv yisra b'shaleles b'bracha. That's what he says. V'achi na'agin en afkila b'vadai shokha b'lal lispo. V'sofa b'yom b'lo bracha. Sofa shuv b'bracha. Why? Not because of svek sveka. Because the mikri shapir tamimos. Hove v'lo dileg yom echad. Legamre. That's our vort, the Rav's vort. It's right here. He didn't miss a day completely. Then he goes on. Afilu and Loniska Hasofik at Laila Shnia. Afal Pikain Sofer Bibrocha Mitoch Hasofik. Afal Gad the Bavare Shoka Yamecha Pasak the Bahag. Yeah. Okay. Therefore, if he's in doubt, da-da. So the Svek Sveka is not going on the case we remembered by day. That's because he didn't skip the day completely. The Mishnah Berurah misquoted the Truma Sadeshin, Rav Zevin says, because the Svek Sveka is where you are not sure if you counted at all. But if you counted by day, you don't need a Svek Sveka. Just not didn't skip the day completely. This is a very important point. Let's go on. Now, source number 9. Interesting case. This is the question of an onen, Rachman al-Itzlan. Somebody passed away in the family. Quotes a note of Yehuda, what do you do now? I can't count. An onen can't count. He tries to find various svaras that maybe an onen can count. It's only 1 second. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So therefore, the last two lines, he says, Yisbar b'shar shemesa mutl lefana below bracha. And the Bekivega quotes it from this note of Yehuda. Get an impression from here, it's technical. Rav Zevin says, no. The Rav's Lamdus. A person who is an onain may not perform mitzvahs. Not allowed. He's not going to count the Torah's mitzvah that he may not do. He'll count why? To maintain the continuity. Not the Torah's mitzvah. Everyone follow me? Not b'toras mitzvah. Mitzvah, now what I do? I'm doing shalom. Hini me'uchel me'uchel to do a shalom l'shei mitzvah. Just to keep the count going. That's how Rav Zevin understood the halacha of onein. Although if you look in the Nora Yehuda, it doesn't seem to say for that particular reason. Fine. That's we have really short of time. Let's go to the next page and do whatever we can do in the allotted time, which is already over basically. But let's just go off a number of other minutes. I'm going to have to go a little bit more quickly now because of the time constraints. But still, if you have questions, you can still ask. I don't care what the time. Yes?
Yeah. How is there a possible way that you could
count simply not for the mitzvah, that it would be worth, that it's able to be used to then count with the mitzvah.
Why not? As we still rub, as you saw it is, that there's counting as a mitzvah, and then there's what we call counting simply to maintain the continuity. So if he's saying today is an onen, then today is the 20th day to maintain the continuity.
But
yeah.
Counting to maintain the continuity is counting to be able to count for the mitzvah.
So apparently, Rav Zevin held that you can not count, but we call it b'toras mitzvah, just to keep the count going, and he feels that this may be done. Your point is well taken, but that's what Rav Zevin wrote, and I think that I didn't hear it from the Rav. I don't remember it from the Rav. It's not in the Masorah, but maybe the Rav said it at one point as well. Yes.
Based on that logic, could someone who plans on being this guy or in the middle of Sfira count the first?
No, that's different. It seems to me, for cotton counts, that's what's called a Maisa Sfira. Because although he's not a Bar Chiyuva, he's a member of Am Yisrael. If someone is counting as a Nochri, I do not believe that the Rav would say that will be able to. I can't put words into his mouth. Don't know, but my gut reaction is that he would not allow that. The Rav has other Torahs about Maisa and Chiyuv. I'm not going to right now. That's it. In Ner Chanukah, it was a very famous piece where the Rav felt that if a person is under the age of 13, if he reads the Megillah, so it's not chayav enough. But if he lights an Ner Chanukah, since he's a Bar Chinuch, so the Maisa is considered to be an action of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. In contrast to a Nochri, well, that's not even a Maisa. So that's what I know from the Rav. I don't have the, who am I? I'm not the Rav, but I would suggest that the Rav would say the same thing over here. But I never heard it from him.
Could one potentially differentiate between Neros Chanukah and Sfiras Omer? Because based on the Shir Rebbe saying so far,
that's why I say, you're right.
It sounds like it's more like calendrical rather than
you are correct. But my Rebbe's terminology, which you have over here in the Masorah, has to be a Maisa. And I think he might say that when it comes to a Nachri, I can't even call it a Maisa series. It's not in the Parsha. But I don't want to, that's what I would. This is based on my many years learning with the Rav. I would think what he would likely say, but I try to be very careful not to say that he would say this, because maybe he wouldn't. that's my gut. Okay? I hear that they're finishing next door. I don't know if we can keep going. Yeah?
Considering Sfira is all 49 days being one mitzvah, how what's the difference in status between one that counts the entire Sfira as each day being part of the mitzvah, and one counts all Sfira, but one day or more is just for continuity?
I see. The truant officer is here. I can't even continue. They came to stop me. The answer is that if he counts, we're assuming that all 49 days are really 49 separate mitzvahs. And that's what the Rebbe said, that that's why each day has its own bracha. Everything is separate. If a person will miss one of the mitzvahs, so if it'll maintain the continuity, he will have fulfilled 48 of the possible 49 mitzvahs, and the remaining days which go beyond the day that he didn't fulfill the mitzvah, he'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah completely. So that'll be the answer. He'll have 40 out of 49 mitzvahs, and the one day that he counted, fill in the blank, either as a cotton, or as an own on Rahman al-Islam, or we counted the next day, or we counted an hour too early. Right, all those examples that we gave until now, whatever he'll say, that he missed, that mitzvah he missed, but the other mitzvahs he has.
So that's considering what the Baha'i's view of the 49 days being one mitzvah, really to be each one is reliant on the previous day. And
I'm assuming that there are 49 mitzvahs. He has 48 and missed one. But if he wouldn't have had either maintained the continuity, he would not have been able to even have the remaining 20, would have lost them all. That's my answer to your question. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
Yeah, was the Baha'i sheet that shuving on sofer the bracha, or that you shouldn't count at all?
Well, let's go back to the beginning. The very source number one. Now, okay, we have to go back to the beginning. Read the words as Tosfos quotes it. What does he say? Avlam shachar laila v'yom lo yimna od bibracha. Which means the Baha'i will say, you want to count without a bracha? Well, why not? There's nothing wrong with that. Either because the Baha'i recognized the legitimacy of his opponents, or because All right, so it doesn't make sense to really count 1, 2, 17, and then order 19. But look, it's better than nothing. So,
makes you feel good.
Yeah, I mean, well, one of those two or three possibilities. We all know I don't have the Bahag in its original, but that's how I understood what Tosis quoted from the Bahag. Must we stop, Rick? We have to stop. I'm sorry. You got what I heard from the Rav. I wanted to tell you a few more things. My own Talmidim who came, and we'll upstairs, we'll continue with some of the other halachas which stem from this and some other chidushim. Thank you very much for listening. You got a little bit of a taste of a taste of a taste of the Rav's and Magen
Shira. Thank you so much, Rav. The panel discussion is going on in a few minutes in the Shinsen building. So when you come out of block here, we're going to make a right and it's one block down. So if you just everyone try that as quick as possible, make our way to
the room. Whose is this? Whose is this? Anybody?
Not mine.